Greetings, Flag Ranch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from Sunday's service and message, Overcome the World. Jesus said God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. The world Jesus refers to is what and those God created to dwell in the earth. In another place, we find that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. In both of these instances, the world refers to those God created to dwell upon the earth. However, when Jesus says that he has overcome the world does not have the forestated meaning. Nor when we are told not to love the world, neither the things in the world. In these cases, the world does not mean that which God sent his Son to die for, but it means all that are in opposition to, opposed to, and in rebellion to the will and rule of God. This is the world Jesus has overcome, and it is the same world we as the children of God must also overcome. John goes on to describe this world as consisting of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Satan is the prince, ruler, and god of this rebellious world, and is so called. But he and the world in which he rules were unable to stop Jesus from completing his mission. And that mission was to show us how to live and that we can live in a way that is acceptable and pleasing to God, our Creator and Father. Jesus said the way will not be without trials and tribulations. But in the midst of those trials, we can have peace. We are not alone. We must not despair, but be of hopeful optimism, of rebounding joy, and of never-ending cheer. The reason for this is because he has defeated the world. It was unable to stop him from loving, serving, and obeying God. And because he has done it and shown us how, we too can and must do the same. Finally, in his letter or message to the seven churches in the book of Revelation, Jesus gives seven declarations for those who shall overcome. In each one, he says to him who overcomes, something eternal and good will follow. What is it that we must overcome? It is the same world that Jesus overcame. And how do we and by what means do we overcome? It is even our faith in Jesus being who he said he is and believing the message he taught. He said he came from the Father into the world, and he was leaving the world to go back to the Father. The good news of the gospel is that he has left the door open and the way and the means for all of us who desire to go where he went to follow him. You can hear the complete sermon by clicking the sermon title above. You can also see and listen to the latest Sunday School, Missions, and BTU sessions by clicking this link. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices to get the latest news, updates, and shortcuts to all of our ministries, functions, and activities. Click the Sunday School Daily Bible Readings for an excellent devotional and preparation for the upcoming Sunday School lesson. Don't forget to leave a comment or question down below. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.